We want to know, are you driving right now around the city of Seattle? And if you are, how fast are you going? You might want to get used to tapping your brakes because Seattle's speed limit is going down. Sometime this year, the limit on downtown streets will drop from 30 to 25 miles an hour. Many other streets, you'll find it dropped from 25 to 20. The city says it's important to reduce speed limits to reduce traffic fatalities. But does lowering the speed limit actually save lives? Mark Hallenbeck has some answers. He directs the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington.
Cars have been designed for the last 100 years to crumple more efficiently. And the crumpling takes up all the energy in the crash, which keeps the person inside the car safer. That's a really good thing. People on bicycles have not changed in the last 100 years. And so when you get hit by a vehicle, it's as bad as it ever was. And the impact of a 40-mile-an-hour vehicle hitting you versus a 20-mile-an-hour vehicle hitting you is stupendous.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, the statistics are like if you get hit by a car that's going 40 miles an hour, basically you're dead. I think that chances are like 9 out of 10. If that car is going 20, it's about a 20% chance that you're dead. And not only that, when people are driving slower, they are much less likely to crash in the first place. So you should see fewer crashes and you will have much less dangerous crashes.
So say a sign changes from 30 to 25. What are the challenges officials have in getting people to comply with posted speed limits in the first place?
Well, there's a joke in the traffic engineering world that people don't read signs. So first, do they even notice that that sign changed? That's an important problem. And I'm going to bet that most people aren't there. Second, most people drive their cars based on the perception of speed, what they think they're driving, if it's appropriate or not appropriate. And so simply changing the speed limit will only have an effect if people understand that they should be going slower. So it's usually more than just changing the speed limit itself.
What else do you have to do to get people to go slower?
Well, the best thing is to change the physical perceptions that people have. So you might change the infrastructure. In some roads, we do what are called traffic calming. So you shrink the lanes. And so that means as you go around a corner, you take you're following the lanes because you've been taught to do that. And that means the forces are stronger and you feel like you're going faster around the corner. The car is still going the same speed, but because you follow a tighter curve, you feel it. So you think, oh, I'm going faster than I ought to be. And you slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. If the pavement is rough, you will slow down because you feel that vibration. You can take the same person and put them in an old, you know, I had a 1975 Ford Fiesta. And man, that thing, it was a great car. I loved it. But man, when you were going 60, you knew it. When I drove my father's same 1970s era Thunderbird, I drove 80 miles an hour because you didn't hear anything. You didn't feel anything. Same me, same roads. I drove completely different speeds.
So we've talked about speed limits. We've talked about traffic calming measures, like narrowing the lanes a little bit. What else do you think the city of Seattle needs to do in this end goal of reducing fatalities and accidents?
Well, some of it is just raising people's awareness. So we were talking earlier about in school zones, they put up those little radar-powered signs to tell you how fast you're going. Now, the only thing that really does is it makes you aware. So perception in and of itself is good. It's, you know, I liken this to recycling. We have been trained over the years that recycling, you go to the Midwest and you drink a Coke and you're trying, where the heck do I put the can, right? Where's your, and it's not there, right? But we have been trained, we're Seattleites. Our expectation is to find that. We need to go from, I'm going to get in my car and drive and the only people in my way should be cars. We have to change your perception thinking, oh, there are going to be bikes on the road. There are going to be pedestrians around. I have to be aware that they might cross the street or that they're going to be on my right side. And when you have that level of perception, much better outcomes will happen for everyone.
Mark Hallenbeck directs the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington. The city of Seattle hasn't yet provided a specific timeline for its proposed speed limit reductions. This is The Record.